Baruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Six lines from the bottom from the two dots. The Gemara is going on the last part of the Mishnah that says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that after the olives and the grapes were used and cut in order to then produce wine and oil, afterwards you can put a beam, a heavy beam on top of them in order to then allow the juice of the olive and the juice of the grapes to then ooze out. Says the Gemara the following, Maishna kuhulu de gozu buhu beis shamay, umaishna karois beis habad v'igule hagas de loy gozru. Ask the Gemara the obvious question, why is it different that in the beginning of the Mishnah, when it came to then various things that one cannot do before Shabbos, because the Malacha will continue by the Kalim on Shabbos. For example, a person can't put dyes and soak them in water on Erev Shabbos, because the dyes will continue to then soak, and there'll be a Malacha of Lisha, taking different parts, particles, and combining them, ayidei the water. Similarly, the Mishnah brings other examples. A person cannot set out traps because on Shabbos, those kalim, those traps, could then do the melach of tzeda on Shabbos by trapping an animal. So how come Beis Shammai, who says that's usur because shvisas kalim is an isur de'araisa, how is that different than over here when you allow your beams to then be on top of the olives and the grapes? They are also causing ultimately the juice of the grapes and the oil of the olives to then come out. Answers the Gemara the following distinction. Hanoch di'i ovi luhu b'shabbis mechayev chatos. Gozu buhu b'shamay. Erev Shabbos im chashecha. Koros b'es habad v'igul dagas di'i ovi luhu b'shabbis lo mechayev chatos loy gozu. The Gemara makes the following chiluk. That in all of those cases in the reish of our Mishnah, it's talking about where there be a chiyuv chatos. That means that the kalim would be doing a malacha deraisa, lisha, for example, kneading, or trapping tzeda. But over here, there's no malacha deraisa involved. And therefore, since there's no malacha deraisa involved, all it's doing is expediting the juice of the olives and the juice of the grapes to then ooze out, by allowing this plank, this beam to sit on top of the olives and the grapes. Therefore, it's not a malacha d'araisa, whereby they weren't goyzer in iser of allowing these planks to be put before Shabbos. Man tana de kol midi de osi mimele shapir dami. Who is the tana that holds that you can allow the juice to come out in itself, and that's okay on Shabbos? Omar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion that ascribes to this opinion that allows that something can come out, the juice can come out on its own, and it's Shapir Domi. This nan, for it says in the Mishnah, Hashum Vahaboyser Vahamalilois Sheroskon Mi Bodyoim. If you have garlic that was cut up, or undeveloped grapes that were cut up, or various types of melilois, different types of grains that were cut up, also they weren't completely developed, all of these things are used as a dip from their juice. So it says over here that of all of these things were cut up before Shabbos, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer Yigmor Mishetechshach. He says that lichatchila, you can put something, a beam on it, and allow those juices to come out. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Akiva argues and says you can't. Presumably because then you might come ultimately to then squeeze these types of grapes or other things that might be used when you see that there are the liquids that are coming out. And therefore that's also, you cannot be goymer and put these beans on top of these items before Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Rabbi Elazar he. Now Rabbi Elazar is the Amora, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. He says this is indeed Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, this Nan, it says in the Mishnah, Chalois Dvash, if you have honeycombs, Sheriskan be'erev Shabbos, that were cut up before Shabbos, V'yatsu me'atzmon, Oser, Rabbi Elazar Matir, if those honeycombs that were cut up before Shabbos then bring out the honey throughout Shabbos, according to the Tanakhama, it's Oser. However, according to Rabbi Elazar, you can use that honey that came out even on Shabbos. So you see that Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that that juice that oozes out subsequently after cutting up the honeycomb is indeed mutter. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my time lo omar ke Rabbi Elazar. Why didn't Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who said that the opinion that says you can go and allow the juice that is oozed out to be mutter is Rabbi Yossi, is Rabbi Yishmael, instead of using the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that we just quoted? Omar lach. So he'll say, Hasam hu demikara. When it comes to the honeycomb that was cut before Shabbos, so the honey itself was nechshav, was considered to be oichel, and even after it was cut, the honey that was now cut up, and the honeycomb that was cut up, also that is considered to be oichel. In other words, it was oichel before, it was oichel afterwards. But hacha mikara oichel, the hashta mashke. But over here, we're talking about that which was first grapes and olives, that's oichel, and then afterwards, subsequently, it was juice that then came out of it. So therefore, that's going to be not like the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. He was dealing with oichel that came out oichel, and we're talking about mashke that resulted from oichel. Rebbe Elazar, Amar Lach, Rebbe Elazar's response will be to you, Hoshamino Leil Rebbe Elazar. We hear from Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, the Tana, Dafilu Zeisim va'anovim namishori, that even grapes and olives would also be permissible if they were cut up before Shabbos and the juice oozes out now on Shabbos. They are permissible, even though it's now mashke that comes from oichel. Deho, kiyosa Rabbi Shaya mineherdo, osa va'aisi ma'isnisa biyodei. When Rav Hoshaya ben Herdo came and he brought a brisa in his hands, what did it say in that brisa? The following: Zeisim va'anovim sheriskon be'erev Shabbos v'yatsu me'atzmon asurim. Those zeisim and those anovim that were cut up before Shabbos and subsequently during Shabbos, their juice, either the olive juice, the oil, or the grape juice, came out. According to Tanakhama, they're asur, because it's a malacha of mefarik, of squeezing. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, matirin. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, you will then squeeze out those zeisim anovim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, matirin. They said that juice is mutter because it started before Shabbos. So you see that over here, even mashkin that came from mashkin, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua holds, is mutter. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Beraisa lo Shmielei. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the reason why I didn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, because he didn't know this Beraisa. He only knew that which he said by the honeycomb. And that he said was Oichel that comes from Oichel. Even after you cut the honeycomb, the honey that comes out is still considered to be Oichel. So it's not going to be Doime, similar to our case of Zeisim and Anovim. Now the Gemara asks the other way. Rabbi Elazar, my time alay omar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar, the Amara, choose to say the reason, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina did, that the Tana that ascribes to this opinion is Rabbi Yishmael? Says the Gemara, Va'omar loch, lav itma Allah, omar rov, lav itma Allah, is it not taught the following on that statement? Omar rov bar Chanina, omar Rabbi Yochanan, b'mechusarin, Dicha de kuliyam aloi pligi. Now there are three stages. There's the cutting up, being merasek. There's a stage of dicha, being doiche, the medicha, rather. That dicha stage is another stage of causing the juice to come out. And then there's a third stage, which is shchika. So the Gemara says like this, b'mechusarin dicha de kuliyam aloi pligi. In regards to that which is missing the stage of dicha, that's after the cutting up, the being merasik, then everybody agrees that that is usr. If you haven't done yet dicha, you haven't done dicha, let's say pounding, and causing the juice to come out, then everybody agrees that certainly is going to be usr because only the first stage of cutting up the grapes was done. In other words, there's so much more juice that has to be extracted, and that will still be considered the malach of mefarek, a type of squeezing, which would be usr. So of course, if dicha wasn't done, now it's usr. Everybody agrees. Kipli, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? That machlokis is b'mechusarin shechika. If it's missing the third stage, that means it was cut up and it was also dicha, it was also pounded. But it wasn't the third stage of shechika. That's where there's a machlokis in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. V'hani nami, and in our mission in regards to the grapes and the olives, it's also talking about such a thing, k'mechusarin dicha damu, that is missing dicha. And therefore, there in our Mishnah, since it's missing dicha, that, according to Rabbi Yishma and Rabbi Akiva, certainly would be asr. Hara Rabbi Yoisi Rabbi Chanina, k'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yoisi Rabbi Chanina, he taught, or he gave a hara, in a case, just like the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, then again, that if the first stage alone is done, that means that it was only miraskin. So then, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's going to be mutter lechatchila. And therefore, he ascribed to that opinion and was mara halacha like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Shemen shel badodin, umachzole shel badodin. Now that we're talking about the wine presses, and in this case the olive press, so those oils that are left in the corners of the olive press and those mats that are in the olive press, so there's a consideration, maybe they're muktzah because the juice of the olives, the oil that are in the corners that are used to give the olive pressers their wages. And the mats, the machzoles of the olive press, those are used for pressing the olives. So there's a machlokes of Yerav Osar because he says this is muktza, and you cannot therefore use the shemen or the mats on Shabbos or on Yontif because they're set aside for either the wages of the olive pressers or for the olive pressers' malach of doing the pressing with the mats. Ushmul Ashari. Shmuel says it's mutter, it's not considered to be a problem of muktza. Hani karchi dezuzi. This is also a pair of mats that were used in regards to the Sfina, where they would cover up the Sfina. Rabbi Aser Shmuel Shari. Rabbi says it is Aser because they're used to cover up the pragmatikya, the wares, the things that are sold that are kept on the boat, so they're used to cover it up, so therefore they're muktzah. Whereas Shmuel Shari, he says, is not considered to be a problem of muktzah. Omer of Nachman, in regards to the idea of muktzah now on Yontif, Rav Nachman says, an eiz lechalva, if you take an eiz and not for its shechita, but rather in order to then milk it, v'rochel legezizasa, and you take a rochel, a sheep, in order to shave and shear it for its wool, and again, not to kill it, to shecht it for its meat. V'tarnegoyles lebeitzasa, and you use the tarnegoyles you set aside for its beitza before yomtif, and not to shecht it for yomtif. V'turi deridia, and you have an ox that you set aside for its plowing, for its plow, and not in order to then shecht it on Yontif. V'tamri de'iska, and you have dates that are set aside before Yontif for being sold and delivered to be sold, and not for it being eaten and consumed on Yontif. So then Rav Aser Shmuel Omar Mutter. Rav says it's also all of these things because they're muktza now on Yontif. They're set aside for these things and not for being used on Yontif for Shechita. Whereas Shmuel says it's mutter. What is their machloikis based on? All of these cases of osir and mutter, of muktzah or not muktzah. V'kemifli v'plukta the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. This is a result of the machlokes, which is a running machlokes throughout Maseches Shabbos and also in Beitzah, that we find the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to muktzah. Of course, in terms of the institution of muktzah, everybody agrees that there is muktzah. The question is to how far and is the extent of the muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir when it comes to muktzah. Rabbi Shimon is more mekel and less rigid when it comes to muktzah. And therefore, Rav, which says is Osir, he ascribes to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, whereas Shmuel ascribes to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Hahu Talmida de Ori Becharto de Argiz, Rabbi Shimon. There was a Talmid that was Mara, the halacha like Rabbi Shimon in the city of Charta de Argiz. So he said that something was not Muksa like Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And he's matirt. Shamte Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was Shamte. He put him in Nida. That means he put him in excommunication. V'hok Rabbi Shimon Svirulon. Aye, the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Shimon, we hold like his opinion that it's not Muksa. We're more lenient in regards to Muksa like Rabbi Shimon. Answers the Gemara, why would Rav Hamnuna put this Talmud into excommunication? Because Ba'asre de Rav Hava, because this took place in the place of where Rav was the Rav. And therefore, he went against the opinion of Rav, who said it's also like Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'asre de Rav Hava, lo yiboy le'le ma'avid hochi, shouldn't then bin mara hara, negate the opinion of Rav, who was the prevailing opinion, the prevailing Rav in that area. The Gemara now brings another incident of Talmidim. Hani Trei Talmidei, there are two students. Chad Matzil b'chad Mone, v'chad Matzil ba'ar b'v'chamesh Mone. Here we're talking about where there was a fire that took place, and the Chachamim were goyzer that a person, although there are non-muksa items that can be taken into the chatzar, where there's going to be an eruv, there won't be an issue of hoitzah either. But they say when there's a fire, there's a concern that maybe somebody will become nivhal, and throughout the behola, his panicky state, he might then put out the fire. So they said you can only take a certain amount into outside of the house. So it says over here, chad matzil bechad mono. One was able to then rescue enough with one kli, and the other one with four or five kelim. What's the machlok? They argued about a machlok is that Rabba Bar Zavda and Rav Huna argued whether you can take out as much as you can in one kli or in several klis that will be put into one kli.